Hello and welcome back to another episode of Underscore Radio. Don't understand why I have to try to make it sound like I'm hosting a proper show. Just talking to my recorder, walking around good old Hornsby. I know that I'm just making these recordings when I go out for a walk, but I feel like I should be trying to entertain. There's something white on the oval that is moving around. I'm personally hoping that it's an albino wallaby, but I'm pretty sure it's most likely a cat. If it is a cat, I don't know what it's looking for. Also, it's a white cat at night. I mean, who's not going to be able to see that? Like, prey, just, they will run away. I mean, prey, really, I mean, they're praying for a white cat is what they are. Just walked past a couple of people. It's a bit strange. I feel like maybe they were using the public toilets, which is not something I'd recommend doing, like, just at all. I'm not a fan of public toilets. I try to avoid them. I think, like a lot of people, I don't know anybody who's really keen to get down with a public toilet. I try to avoid public toilets if I can, and usually that's not too difficult. I like to try to just get home. I don't like to leave myself in a position where I need to use an undesirable toilet. And that's the reason I don't have any good stories about public toilets. I'm trying to rack my brain. Again, as I previously stated, I do not have any good stories, but this is a story. I remember having to use a public toilet, I think at like a work Christmas party or something, and every single surface in the bathroom was a mirror, including behind the toilet as well. So just stare at yourself in the face. I mean, I do that a lot, but just usually not while peeing. Actually, there's one of the bathrooms at work, it's one of those disabled ones, and the mirror is right across from the toilet as well, so I just don't use that bathroom. Pick up your feet, Adam. The park that I'm walking in also has a bubbler, just like one of the previous episodes, and it also has a public ping pong table, but it's not the PCYC. Put in the comment below if you know where I'm walking right now. Actually, that's a bit scary. Don't say that. Say, it's not obvious where you are right now. Hashtag not hunting you. I'm just gonna blow it out of the water though. Walking past Hornsby Hospital right now. That's what all the great podcasts do. They just talk about what they're walking past. I mean, usually they're not walking at all. They're sitting down. I'd say this is probably gonna breach the top 10 podcasts soon in the people who are out of breath category. It's a new one. They just added it to iTunes. Which is weird because this podcast is not on iTunes, and therefore it's pretty difficult to get people to subscribe. I always get a nice boost when I post on it something. I always get a nice boost when I post it on social media. Get a few clicks. Mostly just get bots who subscribe to it for a day and then unsubscribe again. It's pretty, and like, I mean, it's feels nice for a day. Perhaps I should just post a new podcast every day so that when the bots unsubscribe, well, they won't unsubscribe, will they? They can't do that. They need to subscribe. They need to bot me, whatever they do. Track me. Well, not track me. I don't know. What do bots do? Apart from win the US election, what have they ever done? I did like recording that last show. It was nice having another person fill in the gaps. I have to cut so many silences from this, it's ridiculous. I don't know how other single-person podcasts do it. I mean, apart from probably a lot of editing. Man, there sure are a lot of white cars around the hospital. I think all the fleet cars for the hospital are white. There are Yaris's, Corollas, i30s, and for some reason, a Holden Astra. There's a silver car, but I'm pretty sure that's just a regular citizen. Ooh, sorry about that. Not to say that hospital workers aren't regular citizens. They're very important. Tegan works in a hospital. She's relatively normal. I've definitely been to Hornsby Hospital a few times. Not as a patient, from what I can remember. I think I did go there when I was young. I had croup, which might be like whooping cough or something. I never see croup mentioned anywhere. Perhaps it's just a word that my family has made up for it. I mean, I think I went to Hornsby Hospital for that. Apart from that, though, I've been relatively okay. I'm not complaining. Oh, a rabbit. I'm used to seeing wallabies run across the road. I'm used to wallabies running across the road and climbing up into a tree. So I was almost surprised when that rabbit didn't climb up a tree, but then I thought, nah, rabbits don't climb trees, at least not yet. I think there were definitely times where I should have gone to Hornsby Hospital, but didn't. I don't like hospitals. I can vaguely remember going for probably one of my grandparents when they were sick. I think I only went because, you know, you never know with a grandparent if it's the last time you see them. If it's in a hospital, things can go bad pretty easily. It's a laugh a minute, this show. But I think I definitely went once to see one of my grandparents. They lived that time, so that was good. Oh, I'm reading a sign stapled to a tree. Lost silver wedding ring. It has a C inscribed on the surface and a date on the inside. Lost around Hornsby Hospital on the 14th of September, 2018. Well, look, if you find it, give me a ring. I'll see to it that it gets back to its proper owner. Or I'll kind of just drop it near that tree. Maybe a magpie stole it. They like shiny things, don't they? Oh, pick up your feet. It's embarrassing. So I'm out getting my 10,000 steps. Hopefully that happens sooner rather than later, so you don't have to listen to too much more of this. Last time I definitely felt more on. I was walking around, I was having fun. Maybe I talked to more people that day. Maybe I had more energy. Maybe it's because I had less agalo. Maybe it was brighter. Maybe there were less cars going by. But this time, just doesn't feel the same. Didn't have as good a week this week. A few tensions in the workplace. A few things people said. Things I said. It's not that dramatic, really. It's just kind of a thing that happens. Thanks, Adam. You successfully said nothing then. Cool, 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 cool. But I haven't passed another person in a long time, and that's good. I don't like running into people on these walks. Ruins the flow, if there is any, at the time. Which, safe to say, has not occurred so far yet on this recording. Maybe I'll sit down. Maybe that'll free up some creative juices. I'm gonna sit down right here. You ever sit down at a bus stand, not waiting for a bus, and just pray that there's no bus coming? So you don't have to awkwardly interact with the bus driver, wave them on. They don't ask a question like, oh, you alright, mate? Yeah, I'm just talking to myself.
Oh, you need to go somewhere, mate?
No, it's all thing. It's very serious. It's got 6 subscribers, so it's good. No, it's good. Don't worry about it, mate. You just keep driving that bus. Get back up on the horse and drive that bus while riding a horse. I've got a story. It's a quick one. There's no real storyline. That's how all the best stories start. So my story is that I went to the rugby league on Friday night. It was the Penrith Panthers versus the Cronulla Sharks, and the Sharks won. They won by 1 point. But that wasn't the exciting part. The exciting part was doing gymnastics over how to avoid somebody we were sitting right next to. So went to school with this guy, and we were like sort of kind of in the same friend circle a little bit after high school. So I did see a bit of him. We never really got along. I always thought he was kind of a pompous, like too good for everybody. I don't know. It was always sort of a ponce to me. I mean, and I do have good friends that are ponces, but this guy just kind of always rubbed me the wrong way. Not physically, he didn't assault me. That's safe to say. So he's married now to this girl he's been going out for a few years. They have one of those annoying couple Facebook and Instagram page sort of situations where they'll just post a selfie a day of them kissing in a lovely location, and it just makes this meaning everybody, just feel bad about themselves. I mean, you know, more power to them. Kiss wherever you want, mate. Kiss in Mykonos, Kiss in other places? Kiss wherever you damn well please, mate. Even kiss at the rugby. And that's what happened. So, sitting there, and the whole, like, extended family was there for him. Evidently, his wife is a big Panthers fan, and so is the whole family. And she's from out west, so they're passionate. So we ended up sitting right next to, I believe, her mum. And then there was the rest of the family. It was like the sister and the dad and then her and then the bloke I know from high school at the end, about six seats away. And I'm glad that that was kind of the configuration, because I think I preferred sitting next to the passionate mum who was getting Tegan's attention by like touching her leg and stuff, like, oh, you know, Fifita, something, something, something. And, you know, Tegan would nod, whereas if we were sitting next to the other guy, I don't think it would have been as, you know, it would have been awkward. We would have to talk about things that we still have in common, you know. Oh, have you visited school lately? Neither. Yeah, because it's been 8 years since we graduated. I haven't been back to high school since I graduated, actually. I think that's something that everybody said they would do. And I think some people, like, made maybe one trip, but I've had no desire to go back. I think I'd probably remember a few stories while walking around there if I was to bring a recorder there, but not happening. So I was making up kind of the imaginary conversation that we'd have if he did see me. It would probably have started off with, oh, what are the chances? Probably would be my first line. Then maybe talk about the game, talk about how passionate the mum is. I don't know, stuff like that. And then maybe the final line would be like, all right, enjoy the game. But that conversation didn't have to happen, and it didn't. I talked on the last show about how I run into people who I know, and I could have been close with them, could have been friends. I'm perfectly fine to just say, no thanks. And by no thanks, I mean just do the quick nod and smile and just acknowledge that neither of us want to talk to each other. And I'm fine to make the first contact. I'm fine to make the first nod. Because I think it's kind of maybe a bit alpha. Like, yeah, I'm putting it out like that I don't want to talk to you. But mutually, probably you don't want to talk to me more. But it's all good. So we had a good night. Panthers lost, unfortunately, as I said. But yeah, it was good to go out there. One thing that the NRL's been criticised for is crowd sizes, as in they're very small. I've been to quite a few AFL games that have had tons more people, and there's still not as much crowd interaction and crowd engagement. Not that I'm usually sitting kind of up the back where the cheap Telstra tickets are. Shout out Telstra. But we were right in the middle of the Panthers section. There were so many flags. There were so many people cheering. We had the mum just yelling various things all night, getting people riled up, that sort of thing. It was good. It was a fun night. I do enjoy going to the games a lot, even if they are better to watch on TV. I've stood up now, everybody. I don't need that bus shelter. Oh, I just thought of a good excuse why this podcast is so bad. This time, I mean. Feeling a bit sick, actually. I noticed it not too long ago. Back when I was going to Agalo, took a drink of water. And then I thought, oh no. You know when you have a drink of water and that's when you realize your throat is sore? Well, this is one of those times. It's like, oh no. I didn't notice it was dry until I had some liquid. And now I know it's dry. And the bad thing about a dry throat is that if you drink water, it doesn't immediately fix it. That sucks. Why not? It's dry. Apply liquid. Should be fine. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I think that should be the way it works. If we were intelligently designed, that's how you design it. Pretty crunchy footpath. Sorry. That's probably one of my big problems with the concept of intelligent design. Like, we were put on this earth by a god. Oh shit, he's going there. He's going there. So none of the things I'm saying are incredibly enlightened or new information. But you could say that about most people saying most things. But if we were intelligently designed, who designed all the diseases? Obviously, same god, right? God invented cancer, and invented malaria and smallpox, invented bubonic plague, it invented, mate, all the big ones, all God's greatest hits, volume 1 through infinity and beyond. Do you reckon God came up with cancer? Is like, yeah, for all those people who were brought up in bloody Syria, who were brought up in the wrong religion, never even heard of the Bible, let alone preached to it every Sunday to be converted over. Man, I'm gonna get them so good. This cancer, man. He's probably talking to himself, saying, hey, Jesus, because God is Jesus. You know that one. He's having a laugh. He's having a giggle. Man, you are not gonna believe what I cooked up today. All right, see this kid, right? It's about to be born, but get this, its mother was a bit of a naughty girl. She drank during the pregnancy, so I'm gonna, it did nothing wrong. I mean, the mum did all of that, so. But to punish her, I'm gonna kill her baby. The kid, unfortunately, that's just a byproduct, but look, alcohol, which, I didn't make, but look, I put the recipe out there, it's in a cave drawing or two. Look, I made it, but, now I didn't say you couldn't drink during pregnancy, but, you just gotta know some things. I also put poison berries out there that look delicious, but kill you. People have just gotta find that out. I was gonna fuck her baby up. Damn. God, me, you're cold, bro, said Jesus. This is Corinthians, I think. Man, God, you're fucked up, bro. Yeah, dude, might be fucked up, but I've got a lot of fans. That's the same as like a rapper bragging about being a drug dealer and giving out pills that are laced with shit. That's like, people watching the news, and they see, humanitarian crisis this, SARS outbreak that, and they go, yeah, but I love his music. I love God's music. I love the invented music, that everybody on the planet is really just playing God's music. I mean, look, yeah, even the bad stuff, whatever that is for you. Isn't it crazy? God invented Satanism. He invented ISIS. Oh, I don't know. I haven't really expressed these thoughts before, so maybe there's a good counterpoint. Like, no. The sins of the world are not on God. He just created all the people who create all the sins. But, nobody's perfect. God's perfect, though, right? He's a good dude. That's probably about as deep as I get, I think. I don't smoke weed, so I don't really have an outlet to talk about all this stuff. So I typically don't. If you can hear that in the background, that's a water tank, because hell yeah, I am back at Mark Taylor Oval, made famous on a previous episode. And yes, the sprinklers are on. Do you think whenever I'll come back that I'll think, oh, this is the place where I did that South African accent for a second? Maybe. Maybe I'll be able to retrace all my steps. I've definitely talked about this before. Let me go to a different topic. Let me see if those lights are still on the fritz from last time. Not that I can see. That is some steady voltage, or whatever it is. Another plane. Were there planes in the other podcast and I just didn't hear? Or was it just later at night? I don't know. If there were planes before, sorry. And if there are just planes now, sorry for that. You apologize too much. Just push through it, you know? Push through it. Just talk. What are you apologizing for all the time?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Lots of apartments up here. Lots of new apartments. And, well, that sucks. See, there's a house there that was probably built in maybe 08. So, like, it's not quite modern. Like, I mean, not that 10 years ago isn't modern, but it's got one of those really tall archways at the front that kind of reaches up to the second story, which I've never really found an appealing design. But just imagine building that 10 years ago and then seeing all the shitty houses from the 60s get bulldozed and they get, you know, 2 mil for it. You go, oh, but this is such a nice house. Would be a shame if we had to pull it down and make millions of dollars. Where does all that building supply go? Maybe they move the house completely. Nah, doubt it. Oh, one of the tennis courts was left open. I wonder what my feet will sound like on a tennis court on the recording. Let's find out. Walking down these stairs. I like that they have these little seats, these little benches. Like you're gonna get people crowding for matches at the PCYC. Andy Roddick has come out of retirement. He's playing down at the PCYC tennis courts. He's playing against Novak Hewitt. Djokovic and Hewitt had a son, and he is 4 years old, but man, can he play tennis. I don't want to walk too far onto the tennis courts, because if I get locked in, I can't get out again. There's a tall fence, and whilst I am tall, I don't have any upper body strength, so I'm not going to back myself to climb a 12-foot tall fence. Is that an American thing? Or is that like brought up by people who still use the imperial system until they were in their teenage years thing? Certain things I'll refer to as however many feet high or long. My dad does it all the time. He'll say feet, he'll say yards. I never say yards though. I've never said yards. Apart from a cricket pitch, which is, I think, 22 yards. Or going into my backyard, which is a thing that I'll never say about my own house because I will never own a house. But I did hear today that some group, some think tank, some eggheads said that in the next however many years, 110, a number, something base 10, I think, that the Sydney house prices could fall by up to 40%, which is, that's a positive move for me, not for my inheritance. So if we could somehow have both, that would be ideal. Shout out to my parents if you're listening. That's weird. Actually, don't listen to this. Or listen, but unlisten to that last part. I don't think about my inheritance at all. Hopefully you just appreciate that it's maybe a funny joke. Oh, you know what? When I talked about homeless people playing ping pong, there are some decidedly maybe... Well, it's not decidedly then, if it's only maybe. There's some people playing ping pong over there. Oh, wait, no, I thought that, but there's one person on a swing. Man, it is very dark. I take no responsibility for me confusing somebody playing ping pong with somebody swinging on a swing. It's a similar motion. Another plane. Man, people really want to fly at this time. I could sit on a bench. I'm not going to sit on a bench. There's really only two states of being. One is sitting on a bench and the other is not sitting on a bench. It's like a meme I saw once, which was only the best podcast talk you through memes that they saw at one point, similar to no other podcasts do this again, which is back at the same bubbler having a bloody sip. That's still the that is still the sprinklers, by the way. As I said, it's like a meme I saw that there were two books, everything that they teach you in Harvard Law and everything they don't teach you in Harvard Law, two different books, and the caption was along the lines of the entirety of human knowledge summed up in two books. If you think that was funny, write me an email. But I am very conscious about my privacy, so I'm not going to give out my email address. You'll just have to ask me for it, but if you ask for it, I'll know that you just enjoyed it, so you don't need to worry about writing the email. Don't worry about it. Another plane. Am I just very sensitive to planes? The recorder probably is as well. Planes always come through really loud on recordings. Speaking of those people I saw at the rugby game, they have a unit along this street, I'm pretty sure. They bought it with their hard-earned money? I guess so. But joke's on them, because the whole market's gonna crash, isn't it? Fingers crossed. I'm definitely a man of habit. I've kind of just walked my way the exact same route as I did the other night I came out. Just passed a car with a My Family sticker on it. The car had room for 5 people, but there were 7 people in the sticker. I pull it over just to make sure they don't have anybody in the boot. For the Canadian listeners, that's why I said it. I really mean make sure they don't have any people in the bout. Fuck, that was lame. If you ever hear me do that sound, the sound, please don't confuse it for me laughing at my own joke, because it is much safer to assume that I am merely scoffing at my own stupidity. The cadence was wrong on that word. Laughing at my own stupidity. Another fucking plane, holy shit. What is up with those flight paths? What is up with those flight paths? It's like I'm living at a bloody Botany here, you know? Or, you know, if Heathrow is an actual town. Here's the park last week where there was a person sitting on a bench who is going to inject me full of air. You know, they're going to fill me full of air so that the air made it to my heart and I died. But there's nobody sitting in the park, so I'm not going to have air veins. At least not yet. How fucked up's that, though? We need it to live, but if it gets into the bit that it's not supposed to, you just die. Like, there's no capacity for the heart to just go, oh, fuck, yeah, all right. There's a bit of air there, but don't worry. I'm smart. I won't just stop working. It's like how, like, your phone would stop working if you just got it a bit wet. Or if you drop it 6 inches. There we go. Another bloody imperial measurement. If you drop it 15.2 centimeters, you go, okay, I understand you're not designed to be dropped on the table, but surely you can handle it. It's just a little bit of air in your heart, in your bloodstream. What's that between friends? You've always beat for me before. Why stop now? It's like, okay, here we go. You blow into a balloon, and it blows up. Not blow up in the terrorist sense, but it blows up in the balloon sense. I'm so glad they don't need to clarify that when they have bombs going off on the news. This bomb blew up in the bomb sense, not in the balloon sense. Like, shit. Thought maybe for once a bomb would blow up in the balloon sense. And it's, you know, it's fun. No fun bombs in the news. So maybe they're just not reporting those stories. You blow into a balloon, it blows up in the balloon sense. But if you suck a balloon, not in the sexual sense, but in the anti-balloon sense, I swear to God I'm not going to go on any more tangents after this one. But why isn't it called a suck job? There's no blowing involved. Again, real original thought. Okay, sorry. You suck into a balloon in the non-blowjob sense. Oh wait, no, in the blowjob sense. Doesn't break the balloon if you just suck on it a bit. Won't do anything. Maybe that's the way the heart thinks. All right, well, if you put air in me, mate, yeah, I won't do anything. Won't beat at all. Your heart's like the Wishmaster. Okay, when air goes into my veins, well, nothing to happen.
Okay. I will do nothing. I won't even beat.
Yeah, that heart character's gonna need a bit more work. So thank you for listening. Now, inside baseball, I've been recording for an hour and 8 minutes.
So if I leave this bit in, you'll know how much I've cut out. That's a little bit of behind the curtains. But upside, at least you don't need to fast forward through any ads. I'm so good at fast forwarding through ads. You wouldn't even believe it. I use the 30 second forward, the 15 second back, just to make sure I hear none of the ads. I understand when I need a website, I'll go to Squarespace. If I want to shave manually, I'll go to Harry's. I know where to buy adult toys. Adam and Eve. I'd still go there just because it's got my name in it. But you don't need to worry about any of that, because I will never have a sponsor. Ever. Good night.